Hi, I'm John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link Product Group, and I'm going to show you how to add a Link Controls application to an existing web application. This is a scenario that's probably interesting for any organization that wants to add Link user interface elements and Link functionality to a corporate intranet site. So I'm going to start off with a Windows 7 computer that's running the Link client, and I'm going to use Visual Studio and the Link 2010 SDK to build a Link Controls application, and then I'm going to insert that application into an existing web page and open the web page, and I'm going to use Link Controls to do a search and send an instant message. So I'll go ahead and open up a new application. I'm going to use the Link Silverlight application template and as soon as I can I'm going to delete some of the default XAML that's added by the application template. We won't need it. And I'm going to replace that with two controls. One of them is the My Status Area control. And the second one is the Contact Search control. And that's about all we need. I'm going to drag drop the Contact Search to get it positioned properly, and then we'll build the application. And then I'm going to look in the project output folder for the package file, the Silverlight application package file, which is the XAP file you see right here. I'm going to copy it. And we're going to paste that application package file into the folder where the HTML page is located. And we'll take a look at the HTML in this page, give you an idea what's there. It's a real simple page. We've got a couple paragraph tags at the bottom here with some simple text just to identify the page, and there's a body tag, the object tag, which is the important part of this page. It's the standard technique for adding a Silverlight page to an existing HTML page, and you see the value attribute here is where we place the reference to the Silverlight XAP file. So I'm going to copy that file name and paste it into the value attribute. And also notice here that there's attributes that specify the size of the window that we're going to be showing in, and the type of data and the application type. So we'll save the HTML, close Notepad, and go ahead and open up our web page, see what it looks like. You see it shows up in browser history there. I'll just point to it. And it's starting to open. You see the Link Controls, the My Status Area, and the Contact Search. I'm going to run a simple search. It'll display some contact cards in the search results, and I'll get the contact card off one of those results, and we'll send an IM message. There's our conversation window. I'll type in some instant messaging text, hit enter, and the message will fire off. So there you see a Link Controls application running in a web page.